This AceCast download is brought to you by Link Soul. Check out their spring collection. Go to linksoul.com. And by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to nestbedding.com.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
He shakes off a couple of pitches, now ready, and fires at a curve, freezes Ohtani. He's gone looking. How about that performance by Zach Jackson? Ward pops up on one pitch, then he strikes out Trout and Ohtani standing by the side of the road.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And it's an A's Clubhouse Show after another win, back-to-back wins for the Oakland A's. Of course it's going to be in a walk-off fashion. The number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Kent Korak.
Yes.
Great call. I want to make sure you still had it in you.
You know, well, you know what's interesting, too? We were just talking about it here. It's not about us, but the weirdness that replay adds to the final call, to the denouement, because you got to wait and see if they're going to replay it or not, right? So it becomes a little bit of an anticlimax. And all of a sudden, no, they're not going to replay it. But, yeah, it was interesting to see Iglesias walk the bases loaded. And maybe he was thinking that Luis Barrera was on deck for the A's. But just memories of mid-May last year with the A's against the Angels. But, you know, they'll take it. Good job by the three hitters that walked. And then Bryant putting his bat on the ball. You never know, as good as Austin Riley is. And, you know, maybe he was thinking, am I going to go to second? Am I going to go to the bag or go to the plate? And, well, he bobbled it, and that was the difference. And what a job by the A's pitching. To think, Chris, that they've held the Braves to 3 runs on 10 hits in 2 games in the series.
Yeah,
Sears and Pruitt, and, you know, Fuji gets one out, gets the win, and great pitching all the way around.
Well, because when you look at the Atlanta Braves, their struggles have been the bullpen, and their struggles have been at home, not been on the road. They've been the best road team in all of baseball. But tonight, it's about J.P. Sears. It's about his growth. It's about, in a world where everybody's trying to throw 100 miles an hour and everybody's trying to figure out how they can throw the ball as hard as they can, spin the ball as hard as they can, a kid goes out there and continues to pitch with a whole lot of guts, and his May has been fantastic.
Yeah, had a 3.61 ERA in the month before today, and then 10 runs allowed in this month in 6 starts, Chris. Only one start that wasn't great. That was the one against the Yankees. When he allowed 5 runs in 5 1/3, the other starts have been 2-2, 1-1, and 0 runs this month. So you're right, Tony. He's been great. And plus, you look at Austin Pruitt. He's another guy that doesn't blow you away with velocity. But he faced 5 batters, retired all 5. So it's a great job. And, you know, Mark Cossey hasn't had that many opportunities like this, as you know, Tony, to set up the bullpen the way that he wants to. Late in a close game, there have been so many games where the A's are just trying to figure out the bullpen, just how do we get the game to the house when your ERA is as high as the A's has been. But for the 2 games here in this series, you can see what the A's can do when they can set it up, and what a difference it makes when you get good starting pitching. All of a sudden you look like a pretty good ball club, right?
Yeah, isn't it amazing? As much as everybody's been trying to figure out how to diminish starting pitching, less times through the order. Man, you want to win games, you want to be good, you better have somebody that can get you at least 6 innings. You like to see 7 or 8, but you're not going to find good teams that don't have good starting pitching.
You can't, and I know the whole thing about the third time through the lineup and all that, but I've said it a million times, if that's the case, you're going to fry your bullpen. The great teams still have guys that can get you deep into games, and look what I know Eovaldi only went 5 innings for the Rangers yesterday, but look what he's done. How big he's been for Texas with DeGrom on the IL, as great as the Rangers are playing, and how many times this year Eovaldi has gotten the Rangers into the 8th inning or the 9th inning even. So, yeah, you still have to have that.
Well, great stuff tonight on Johnny D's birthday. I mean, on JD's birthday. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear his choice for the post-game interview. He's down there right now. So the suspense is building on that, Chris.
And then tomorrow you look at a potential sweep.
Yeah, you got Cap on the mound tomorrow trying to sweep the Braves. So
let's have some fun. Why not? Have a good ride home.
It's been great. Okay, buddy.
The number is 833-625-2278. We'll hear who's the player of the game. I don't know. And your phone call's next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
We are right in the middle of major season on the PGA Tour. Hey, those guys are good. But it won't stop you from having a great golf outing at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Just a short drive south of fast-paced Silicon Valley, the 27 holes of championship golf will give you and your friends a full day of enjoyment. Plus, a great 19th hole experience awaits at the Grill. Not only golf, but Cinnabar Hills is ready to provide a first-class experience for any event. Learn more at CinnabarHills.com, CinnabarHills.com.
Unbeatable mileage from Chevron with Techron unlocks all kinds of unbeatable trips. Like to family dinner the next town over, or to a family wedding the next town over, or even to a family reunion over the river and through the woods at Grandma's house. Any drive is worth it to see Grandma. Especially when you can stop along the way for unbeatable cleaning power from Chevron with Techron. Your engine will be thanking you for making the trip. Download the Chevron app now and find unbeatable mileage near you.
Laureano leads at second, Bethancourt from first, the outfield toward left, lots of room in right center, and the pitch is swung on, hit the right field, hit deep, Whitefield going back at the track, over his head, and over the wall! Do you believe that? Luis Pereira gets his redemption on this Saturday afternoon. It gives the A's an improbable, incredible win over the Halos in the first game of this doubleheader. Now turns, here it is. And it's a ground ball toward third. Riley has got it, bobbles it, picks it up, throws to the plate, and too late, and the A's have won it. Seth Brown scores from third. The Braves aren't convinced. They're thinking about a challenge here. Initially, it looked like if Riley fields that ball cleanly, he might have a chance for a double play. There's not going to be a challenge, and the A's win it 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth.
This is A's Clubhouse.
I mean, you look at this game. J.P. Sears, Ruiz with the single. That scored Langoliers. And in the end, Jonah Bride putting it in play. I've been saying it. Give me young guys. And I'm going to keep saying it. It's what I want to see. Look at the guys factoring in tonight's game. Grow together. You guys want to make T-shirts? There's a T-shirt you should make. Grow together. Grow these young guys together. And wow, J.P. Sears, what can you say? At 833-625-2278. I mean, we are so addicted to velocity, whether it's on the mound or not, you know, exit velocity, barrel rates, how hard do you hit it, power, 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 power. What won the game tonight? Was it power? How many times do you see strikeout after strikeout after strikeout? You put the ball in play. We're playing a game here. In the end, as much as I understand it, would you like everybody to blow people away on the mound? Would you like every guy to hit the ball out of the ballpark? Or whenever they hit it, it's screaming hard? Because the harder you hit it, the better chance you're going to get it. You're going to hit the ball and not be out. But when you're playing the actual game and you're not just looking at StatCast numbers and you're just not looking at analytics, a simple chopper where you make the opposition have to make a play. Pitcher can't throw strikes. Iglesias can't find the plate. Couldn't find a strike. I mean, oh, my God. I mean, their bullpen has been a disaster. In May? I mean, since May 10th, they came in today with a 5.21 ERA. You know, you talk about the first 2 months of the season, they say, find out who you are. I don't know if I agree with that, but fine. If they want to stick to this old school thinking, fine. First 2 months, you figure out who you are. The next 2 months, you figure out what to do. I'd rather react a little bit earlier than that, be a little more proactive. But all right, you've had your 2 months. Now what? Now, the A's, obviously a different story than the Braves. But the Braves, they're going to need bullpen help. They're still in first place, but they're a team that's going to have a chance to be in the playoffs and try and win another World Series. Well, your bullpen's going to have to be a hell of a lot better than that. But what I love about Jonah Bright, put the ball in play. Make them have to, you know, make decisions. Riley didn't make the right decision. And they're not going to challenge him at home because he was late getting it home. Make people react and do the right thing. They have to get a double play. They have. And a simple chopper to third. Game over. What's the exit velocity on it? Nobody cares. That's why striking out so many times does nothing for you. A three true outcome player, yeah, you know, their baseball reference will look good because of slugging, and it'll look good because of OPS, but in a game when you're just trying to win, you're just trying to win tonight. The only thing that matters is tonight's game. How did the A's win? They won with a guy that throws strikes, and a couple times they put the ball in play and they scored runs. Bravo. 833-625-2278. Greg and Slow lead us off tonight here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Townie, series win, two in a row, and we're beating the Braves. Great 48 hours, brother.
Yeah,
that's
because
called a winning streak. It has happened before.
Yeah, because early you'd be like, oh, the last time it was against the Royals on May 5th and 6th. Yeah, this is against the Braves. And the Braves have been really good on the road this year.
Yeah, that means something when you look up and down that lineup. You know, I mean, not only do they got offense, they got, you know, solid starters. They play good defense. I mean, first place in the National League for a reason. So, you know, it's a good test for the young core, but, you know, it builds confidence. Like you said, you're not beating the Royals. I mean, you're beating a team that's you know, is going to be in the playoffs and is going to, you know, battle for a pennant, battle for a title. So, you know, I'm really impressed, I got to say. J.P. Sears, you know, I got a chance to watch a little bit of the postgame show with Schutte and Brody tonight, and they were really highlighting Sears. His last four starts, he's been really good.
I think we lost him. Well, thanks for the call, Greg. Sorry about that, but, yeah, you went away. But don't worry about it. The birthday boy and J.P. Sears. Here's J.D., Johnny Dosco, if you didn't know, and somehow you can get a hold of him, wish him happy birthday. Here he is with the lefty.
Back on the A's Clubhouse Show, we have J.P. Sears with us in another strong performance. I know you didn't get the win today, but the team got the win. That's what all you care about. Just another great team win.
Yeah, awesome. It was fun to be out there against such a good team, you know, and the Braves have been rolling this year. So, yeah, to get two from them so far in the series has been great. And, offense came through for us there in the ninth inning. And, yeah, it was a fun night.
You know, for you, you've been such a good rhythm, such a good rhythm with Shea and just your defense and everything. What's been working for you?
Yeah, I think that that's something that goes overlooked for sure is the guy behind the dish. I didn't shake all night. Shea's been with me, you know, the past, you know, 2-3 months now, and we're finally, you know, feeling like we're clicking really good. And yeah, the defense played great. Obviously, you know, only 2 Ks. They made some great plays behind me, you know, and behind the guys that came in after me. So, yeah, it was a good team win, and, you know, Shea's been doing great back there.
You've said that, too. You've said, look, I don't need to strike out a bunch of guys. As long as I locate and get the ground ball and get the outs, that's all you care about.
Yeah, the strikeouts cherry on top for sure. You know, we're trying to get zeros, trying to throw up zeros, so, you know, be efficient as I can. So, yeah, going out there and trying to strike everybody out, of course, but we'll take the outs when they come.
You know, you even said, like, in your first few starts when you weren't getting the results that you wanted, you were still feeling good, and now kind of all that hard work is paying off now.
Yeah. I think that, you know, it's a long year. So, you know, I came in spring training. I didn't feel great in spring training with my stuff, and I think they kind of came into the beginning of the season, but, you know, just kind of flipped the script a little bit and just trying to attack guys, and I think my fastball has just gotten a lot better, and, you know, I felt a lot more comfortable with them, my off-speeds and any counts now, and, you know, having that slider has really helped. It really wasn't that great tonight, but my changeup kind of kept guys off of it, and so, yeah, just kind of, you know, just trying to keep better, get better each time.
You know, there are times where you're not afraid to double up, triple up, even quadruple up on that changeup. You have so much confidence in it, and it's a pitch that has worked for you through the years.
Yeah. I think that, it has. I've definitely developed it a lot the past 2 years. It really wasn't a pitch for me until last year. And, if you want to be in the starter in the big leagues, you got to have a good off speed and good changeup and, just get deep in game. So that it did a good job with, keeping guys off my fastball tonight. And maybe, they were looking for maybe a little slider a little bit more and just kind of mix this changeup in there early. And I feel like it did a good job.
And finally, for this club in a win like this and going back to back against a team like the Braves and that power lineup when they're strong 1-9, I heard the roar in the clubhouse. What it was like in there?
Yeah. It's no lie that, we've been struggling this year. So, Kotz talked to us about a week ago about taking the little victories, and I think that everybody's bought into that. You can't look at the scoreboard, you can't look at the record all the time. You just kind of have to take the little victories as they come, and that's what we're doing tonight.
All right, thanks for taking the time. Go celebrate.
Appreciate it.
You bet. JP Sears, our guest. Townie, let's take it back to you.
Well, you hear it right there. There's a different reaction when the players talk day after day after losses. And they put up a front. You have to. And there's certain things that you have to say, no matter what you're feeling inside, no matter what you're taking home with you, there's just a way you have to act. There's a way you have to carry yourself. But it's after these two wins where the reaction obviously is different. And they let you know, it's been tough. Yeah, it's nice to win. Yeah, Kotze said enjoy the little. They're letting you know, they know exactly what's going on. When they're losing, they don't want to tell you that. They know exactly how bad things are. It sucks to get your you-know-what handed to you every night. It doesn't matter. Well, they went into Houston, and boy, they played hard. Those were good losses. There is no such thing as a good loss. That's why I've been saying, this is not on my baseball card. This isn't on my baseball reference page. I don't have one. It's on theirs. They're the ones who are losing. They're the ones who are getting beat, and they know it. I went up to a veteran player to ask him a question, a simple question, had nothing to do with wins or losses, had nothing to do with what's been going on. And part of his reaction to my question was, have you seen our run differential? He was sarcastically asking me that. And he knows. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, it's not often you talk run differential with a player. They know. They know how bad this is. They know this is historic bad. And they let you know inside a win, like, oh, the release. The pressure starts to build, right? Doesn't matter. There could be zero people in the ballpark. The pressure of losing starts to build. You don't think that the other teams, they don't know how other teams look at them? You don't think that their buddies in the game are not texting them going, what the hell's going on over there? They're feeling it. And after wins, you really get to hear the difference because you hear the same old after a loss, and they're guarded and protecting. And after a win, thank God we won. Let's just celebrate. It's the little things in life, right? And hopefully – going to start feeling it. I mean, the law of averages say they will start to win. They will get three in a row. They will get four in a row. There will be some winning streaks. It'll just start to come. But I'm telling you, it's going to come with the young players. Look who factored in the game tonight. And I talked to the GM about it earlier today, David Forrest. I think it's important to keep a veteran or two around, no question. Got to have an adult in the room. But we're not too far away from more wins like this with the young guys factoring in. Sears, Ruiz, Langoliers. I mean, it's hard to call Jonah Bride young, but we'll call him young. the under 28 crowd, we'll call them. Because my guy Noda, who we had on today on A's Cast Live, I hope you didn't miss it. If not, go to athletics.com/A's Cast, where you can watch it on the A's YouTube channel. Great having Ryan Noda on. It's his time. Some of these guys, it's becoming their time to prove, yes, I can play at this level. I deserve to be here. Give them the opportunity to show you on a daily basis. Great win for the A's. Fifth walk-off win of the year. How about that? 2-1. 2-1. Fast, crisp, quality baseball. Get used to playing more of it. 2-1 win. Your phone calls next. 833-625-2278. It's the A's Clubhouse Show right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
Thanks to the Xfinity 10G network, my little brother's friends won't leave our house. When I was their age, internet with basically no interruptions was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Now through June 21st, new customers can get 200 megabit internet on the Xfinity 10G network for just $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Which NorCal drivers are enjoying the best of everything these days? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
My Honda Pilot is the perfect family SUV.
My Honda CR-V is definitely a great choice.
Honda was named Best Overall Brand, Most Refined Brand, and Best Value Brand of 2022 by Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Save now at your NorCal Honda dealer.
Based on 2022 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
For details, ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Innovation is at the core of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students preserve genetic information from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and the entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
This is A's Clubhouse.
833-625-2278. Let's go to George in Daly City. George, welcome to the program.
Townie, congratulations. We have a thing called a win streak.
Isn't it marvelous? It's just like, it's like heaven. It's like you forget, you forget how, you know what? I will never take winning for granted again, ever.
Oh, man. And also Mark Kotze, he snuck in tweeting on me at the last out. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that, by the way, Shintaro Fujinami got one of the biggest vulture wins you've ever seen in baseball tonight. that, an old pitching coach of mine, Doug Burba, used to call it a vulture win. He came in
vulture
and
win.
Got
yes.
one out, and he's walking away with the win. And now this is where all the sabermetricians are like, see, wins don't matter. Look how he got a win. I don't care. I'll take the win for my man Fuji, but it is a vulture win.
A vulture win. So what's going to happen with Fujinami? When is he going to get a nickname?
Well, you got to get that ERA under 12 before you get a nickname.
Okay.
No nickname. If your ERA is over 10, well, right now his ERA is 12. If your ERA is over 10, you don't get a nickname.
Okay, we'll do that. And so he snuck in, one out, no run. He got a win, meaning Townie. What's on your sticky on the desk? There's something on a sticky on the desk.
All right,
somewhere.
So we have a deal that every single time Fuji factors in a win, we will learn Japanese together.
Okay.
Are you
way.
Ready?
What's the word?
Now, do you speak Japanese fluently?
I can.
All right. You ready?
Go for it.
Karuma.
Car,
vehicle, wheel, or carriage. It's a noun. Okay. Car, vehicle, wheel, carriage. Karuma.
Karuma. Yes. Very good. Very good, Tommy.
There you go, man.
Huh? You are the
man. I'm more than just konnichiwa. I'm more than just that.
You're also about the karuma.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Tommy.
But I just want you to remember, there was this win that was like sitting in the middle of the road half dead, and there was Fuji the vulture flying over it, swooping down on that roadkill. Okay. Today was a vulture win.
Vulture win. I love it. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you.
Have a good night. Yeah. You listen to this program, you get more than just baseball. Who knows what you can learn? We learn a lot of things here. And you just learn how to say car in Japanese. That's what we do. We do a lot of different things, whether it's the A's Clubhouse Show, whether it's A's Cast Live, whether it's the A's Total Access brought to you by Chevron. That's why you tune into all of our programming. You have no idea what you're going to get. It can be a dumpster fire. It can be a fun roller coaster. They're always all over the place. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you want to talk about the win streak?
Johnny, good evening. Oh, man. Hey, I had called in a couple days ago. I was ready to jump off the ledge, but, man, they're playing some good ball finally. I think, when Paul Blackburn, he came back and kind of set the tone and got, we're starting to see some pitching now, and these guys are working longer later into the innings and not overtaxing our bullpen. And it looks like it's starting to turn around. I mean, I know it's only two game win streak, which we haven't had, much to cheer about, but man, these last two games give us a little hope for the future.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Yeah, there is. There is a chance. We're on a win streak. We're gonna try to go for the sweep. Bring the brooms out tomorrow. It's gonna be tough, but we gotta stay positive and we gotta keep rolling. Gotta keep this machine rolling.
Well, confidence has to start somewhere. Like,
correct.
At some point, let me give you the Debbie Downer version of people driving home in their car. Look at them. They're so excited. You win two games and they're all, look at Townsend and all the colors. They're all excited now. What a joke. But let me tell you something. Every win streak has to start somewhere. Confidence for a team, confidence for a player, confidence for the players. It has to start somewhere. So you have to believe the law of averages will tell you every team, no matter how bad, at some point in our game, because it's a game that's played every single day, everybody will have their moment and the sun and start to win. Well, they've won two. You come out tomorrow. James Kaprielian has been throwing the ball much better. Next thing you know, you win three in a row. Then you're like, wow, man, you get a day off, and now you're back out on the road. But a win streak and feeling good about yourself, it needed to happen for these guys, because it's not like, it'd be one thing, Dennis, if these guys were just a bunch of slouches and these guys didn't work hard and they're just collecting a paycheck and they're looking at Kotze and they were looking at Emerson and they were looking at Everidge and they just said, what the hell with the coaches? What do I care? I'm here. I'm getting paid. That's all that matters. If they were doing that, that's one thing. But the fact that these guys are working hard, they are putting in the time, they're grinding it out, they are what they are talent-wise in so many different areas, but they're giving it the effort. Can we reward these guys with a little damn pleasure? Can we give them a little something? It's easy to rag on it. It's easy to be negative. It's easy to always take the low-hanging fruit. Every once in a while, you can kick guys in the butt, but every single once in a while, you got to pat them on the back too.
County, that's why I like calling you. You're a realist. You know what I mean? You're gonna tell it like it is, and you're gonna you take the good with the bad, and you spin it, and you know, we got Mark Kotze. You know, the guy hasn't been getting enough credit because he's keeping these kids are playing hard. I mean, they're busting their butt for this guy. And, you know, like these last two games, I believe we had no errors these last two games. Really clean games.
Yeah, a 2-1 game. I mean, that's one. Yes. I mean, think about how I didn't even check. And that's something I always check because I'm a stickler for time. I didn't check. I mean, this was 2 hours and 19 minutes. I mean, this was a good baseball game. This is the kind of baseball I love. It's good pitching. It's good defense. It's timely hitting. It's a quality product. And everybody goes away happy. I mean, obviously with the win, but you like to see this. I mean, even though there were three relievers in this game, we were so used to watching 3 hours and 40 minutes, 3 hours and 35 minutes. These games took forever. This is so much better. And it just goes to show, for the people who are not into starting pitching and they think that everything's about strikeouts, well, you know what comes with a lot of strikeouts? A lot of walks, weight, horrible pitch counts. Because to strike people out, you're going to throw a lot of pitches. And here you get a guy like J.P. Sears, economical. You can get through six innings. He only struck out two. You don't have to strike everybody out to be successful in this game.
Hey, Townie, one more quick thing I wanted to tell you. Hey, our good friend John Blue Moon Odom had his 78th birthday yesterday, so I just wanted a little shout-out, a little belated birthday. Happy birthday to Blue Moon.
Oh, that is awesome. God bless all those guys. Thanks for the phone call, Dennis. Yeah, every single time we see these guys and we get to celebrate and you know, these guys, we just got to tell them we love them and how special they are. And, you know, we've lost too many of them. And what an era of baseball, the 70s, and three-time world champions and Blue Moon. Always great to see him. Yeah, we need to have a golf tournament again because that was one way we got them all. You know, we got a lot of them to come back for golf tournaments along with, you know, if we're going to do a 72, 73, or 74 celebration. But the golf tournament brought a lot of them back every single year. Hopefully we can do that again soon. But J.P. Sears, guys, has a 2.94 ERA in May now. 32 and two-thirds innings, only 11 earned runs, a 2.94 ERA. Going six innings. Let's go. He went six, five and a third, five and a third, six, five and six. But what does he do? He goes out there and he's tough. That's what you want. Isn't it amazing to watch a guy like J.P. Sears go out and do what he's doing and then watch people who have 99 in the tank, guys who have unbelievable arms, guys who are just this crazy freaks, and they can't get anybody out. Isn't that crazy? Guys who throw 100 miles an hour and they can't get people out. They get lit up like a Christmas tree. But a guy like J.P. Sears, what does he do? He goes out and pitches. He talked about the changeup. What a weapon that is. The ability to change speeds. The ability that when that ball comes out of your hand, it looks like a fastball, but it's not. There's this great Twitter account about science and all these different things in the world. And they did this thing on baseball about the milliseconds that it takes for when the ball leaves a pitcher's hand. If it's 90 to 95, well, now, God, we got all these guys throwing 100. But the milliseconds it takes for your mind to tell your body what to do and that decision just to swing. I mean, think about your mind and the milliseconds it takes. Okay, you got to swing. And you think it's a fastball, and it's really a changeup. It gets you off balance. I mean, a changeup is a weapon, no matter how hard you throw. When you change speeds, it doesn't matter how hard you throw because you're disrupting the timing of the hitter. How many times has Scott Emerson told you, hitting is timing, disrupting the hit, you know? And that's what J.P. Sears has. And when Ken Waldichuk is going good, that's what he has. When his changeup's going good, it just makes everything that much better. All right, the number 833-625-2278. Your phone call's next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
The doctor will see you now.
But do they really? Do they see you as a mother who's a daughter and a caregiver? Fearless but sometimes fearful? A health nut with a French fry habit? An O-positive geologist named Patty? Who's here today for a melanoma exam. At Kaiser Permanente, we believe the only way to care for all of you is by seeing all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
Hey, A's fans. You know that running your own business is a slugfest every day. That's why businesses have been counting on Mechanics Bank since 1905. From operating lines of credit to equipment and real estate loans, they can help build your lineup to meet today's challenges and prepare for tomorrow's opportunities. Stop by your local branch or visit mechanicsbank.com today. Mechanics Bank, the official East Bay Bank of the Oakland A's. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. All loans subject to program eligibility and credit approval.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Hit a home run with a low-rate personal loan from First United Credit Union. Their personal loans feature rates as low as 7.99% APR, and you can use the funds however you want. Plus, you could earn $100 when you apply and open a loan with promo code ATHLETICS. For more information or to apply, visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics or stop by a local branch today.
And the pitch is swung on, hit the right field, hit deep. Whitefield going back at the track, over his head, and over the wall. Do you believe that?
You're listening to A's Cast.
And the lefty's first pitch is swung on and hit it deep. Hit a ton. Hit way back to left, and that is in the upper deck. Bombs away for Shea Langeliers. My goodness, he hit that ball a long way.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
All right, let's go to Shelby in Richmond. Shelby, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
What's going on, Tony? It was an exciting night just to get that second win in a row, man. Win streaks happen.
They're real.
They are, man. And, you know, it's like you've been talking about on the show today. I think you talked about it with Nota. Kase's been saying it. You know, it is the little things. The little things add up. And, you know, this is proof. You know, one of the things that I've noticed the last several games is just the way the bullpen has been pitching. The bullpen has been coming out after a good start and has been doing a pretty dang good job. I was there Sunday when we lost 10-1 against the Braves. That was like an exception on that one. But, man, there's just been something that I've been getting excited about, not seeing earned run like in the multiples by the relievers the last probably like 10 games. It just feels like something is changing with the pitching. It's just there. It's just starting to get there.
Well, I was so happy we had Ron Washington on today. And,
yeah,
you know, I talk about it all the time, but I'm sure people go, well, what does Townsend know? But I talked to Ron Washington about little things, and you know what? I'm going to have Cody cut it up, and we'll bring it up again on Friday. I said, Wash, little good things lead to big, really good things, and little bad things lead to disaster. And he said exactly. He agreed.
Yep.
Ron Washington agreed. So when I say it on the postgame show, I'm not full of it. Ron Washington agreed with me. You have to do little things correctly, and you got to do them all the time. It's got to be a habit. That's how that, and it doesn't matter what business you're in. In what business can you do little things bad and they don't turn into bad things? It doesn't matter what business, where you work. It is like the law of the land, and it works in professional sports too. You got to take care of the little things. You got to be good at the little things. That's the only way you'll get good at the big things.
100% agree, man. I'm going to go ahead and hang up on myself, but I'm excited for the second win. Let's see if we can sweep them.
Yeah, I love it. No doubt about it. I mean, it's and thank you for the phone call. Yes, little things matter. Look at tonight. How did they lose? On a chopper. Well, first of all, your reliever can't throw strikes, and then you're indecisive on where to go with the ball. Was it a home run? Was it a screaming line drive off the wall? Nope. A chopper, a ball put in play. Force their guys to do stuff. That's why I've said all year long, I don't care. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care who's out there. Challenge everybody with your base running. Be an aggressive, be ultra aggressive. Make them make the throws, make them make the catches, make them make the tags. Put pressure on everybody. When the A's come to town or you come to play the A's, just know that wherever you position guys, just know the A's are running. They are a running team, and they're going to make you hit your cutoff man. They're going to make you make relays. They're going to make you make good throws, and they're going to make you make the good tags. And if you get them, that's fine. But put pressure on the defense and plant the seed in the defensive mind that you're aggressive. And tonight, you won on a chopper, on a ground ball. Not a crazy one. I'm going to look at it again right now. Of course, whenever you look at highlights a two-hopper right into him. I mean, that's all it was, a two-hopper. That's it. Put the ball in play, things happen for you. It's amazing how that happens. And look who did the job for you tonight. J.P. Sears, Ruiz, Bride. Hopefully they'll start to be that theme. The younger players, the energy, the drive every day, the thirst to get better. That's another thing about young players. There's a thirst to get better. There's a want to get better. It's your first chance that you're really having at being a pro, of living out your dream. And that moment to say, yeah, I can be here and I could truly make a living at doing this. There's a lot of benefits with young players, no question. All right, coming up next, we'll get you a scoreboard and get you ready for tomorrow's action right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Baseball season is officially here, and there's no better time to build your collection of Topps trading cards. Topps packs feature everything from top stars, rookies, game-used memorabilia, and autographs from players around the league, as well as special inserts and surprises. Visit your local hobby shop, retailers, and Topps.com to collect the first product of the season, Topps Series 1 Baseball. Follow at Topps on social media to join the conversation and start sharing your collection today.
Thanks to the Xfinity 10G network, my little brother's friends won't leave our house. When I was their age, internet with basically no interruptions was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Now through June 21st, new customers can get 200 megabit internet on the Xfinity 10G network for just $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Is convenience a state of mind or a real thing? At Extra Mile, it's a real thing, and it's in everything they do. The stores are spacious, organized, clean, and well-lit, so you can get in quickly, get what you need, and keep going. It's just what you'd expect from a place serving up the hot and fresh food and snacks you love. So treat you right, and check out Extra Mile's fresh take on the convenience store experience. Extra Mile convenience stores at select Chevron and Texaco locations.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com for all your building needs. Ashby Lumber.
The doctor will see you now.
But do they really? Do they see you as a mother who's a daughter and a caregiver? Fearless but sometimes fearful? A health nut with a French fry habit? An O-positive geologist named Patty, who's here today for a melanoma exam? At Kaiser Permanente, we believe the only way to care for all of you is by seeing all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
Who's feeling pretty confident about the SUV they drive? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
We're a family of six, and our Honda is definitely like our number seven. It's a part of our family.
My Honda CR-V has beauty, brains, and talent.
From the fuel-efficient CR-V hybrid to the rugged Passport to the three-row Pilot, there's a Honda SUV for every style of NorCal driver. All on sale now at your NorCal Honda dealer. For details, ask anyone who owns a Honda. Or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
First United Credit Union is swinging for the fences with above-market certificate rates. Whether you're saving for college tuition, retirement, or even your next big trip, First United has a high-rate certificate for you. Visit FirstUnitedCU.org/athletics for current rates and to open an account today. Federally insured by NCUA, not one penny has ever been lost.
This is Chris Townsend. There are two things that are a must for me, comfort and style. Whether I'm playing golf, going to dinner, I've got to have the right feel. That's why I've partnered with LinkSole, and you're going to love LinkSole. They have just released their new spring line, new fabrics for their polos, lightweight and perfect for technical performance. LinkSole also has new styles for their layers and hoodies with cool prints and seasonal colors. You know what they say in the big leagues, look good, play good. Go to LinkSole.com. That's LinkSole.com.
Innovation is at the core of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students preserve genetic information from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and the entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
This is A's Clubhouse.
All righty, time for the Mechanics Bank scoreboard. Go down the list quickly. Texas wins again over Detroit, 10-6. Now 35-19. San Diego beats the Marlins, 9-4. It was Baltimore 8, Cleveland 5, Toronto 7, and Milwaukee 2. Cincinnati over Boston at Fenway, 9-8. Mets shut out the Phillies 2-0. Goes for it. Senga with the win. He's now 5-3. It was St. Louis 2, Kansas City 1. Chicago over Tampa Bay 2-1. McClanahan, his first loss of the year. He's now 8-1 with a 2.07 ERA. Houston 5, Minnesota 1. It was the Dodgers beating up on the Nationals 9-3. Pittsburgh over San Francisco over across the bay 2-1. Always hate to see that. New York 10, Seattle 2, and it was Arizona 5, Colorado 1, and the White Sox take down the Angels 7-3. What's on deck? Presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. Schuster up against Kaprielian, 12:37, first pitch. I'm going to guess 11:50 A's total access. Am I correct? 11:55? 11:50. I was off by five. 11:55 A's total access, brought to you by Chevron, 12:37, first pitch, 11:55 pre. Big game. And you might be saying, come on, Townsend, they're 12-45. Hey, for these guys, you're Some of these guys battling for their careers. James Kaprielian's battling for the career right now. He's been throwing the ball better, starting to prove, but he's got a long way to go. James Kaprielian does not want to be in a situation where, hey, we're in a six-man rotation, everybody cool. No, he should not be cool with that. He knows he's better than that, and he's trying to show management right now what he's about because he's still staring at an 8.45 ERA. He's still staring at that. He believes he's better than that. Well, you're getting your opportunity to show it. You went down. You come back up. You've been better. This is your time to show it. And let's see what the lineup looks like tomorrow. The young guys are going to lead you out of this darkness. I'll keep saying it. You might be like, oh, here we go again. I'm going to keep saying it. They're the ones. You want to get out of this, they're the ones that are going to have to dig you out of it. That's just fact. But a nice win for the A's tonight. Everybody's going home feeling better about themselves. 2-1 victory for the Athletics over the Braves. They've won two straight, the fifth walk-off of the year. Hey, when they win, they make it interesting. There's no question about it. All right, everybody. Go to sleep. Get a good night's sleep. Get ready to rock tomorrow. Baseball early tomorrow, 11:55, A's Total Access. First pitch, 12:37. A's have won two in a row. We'll see everybody tomorrow right here, A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.